Father, we love that every time we gather, you have a desire to use us. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
so we're glad to be here.
Amen.
Thank you that you brought us through trials, through tribulations.
Thank you, Lord.
And you brought us
Father,
to this place
you,
that your feet upon this
table.
Would you bless our fellowship,
please,
Lord, we
bless
ask.
Us, Lord.
Bless each of your sons and daughters that have come
Amen.
On this night,
Amen.
Lord. To pray for them that haven't managed to come, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stir them up, Lord.
Please, Father.
Father, visit them, we pray.
Please,
Father,
Lord.
Father,
yes.
carry
Amen.
Them, dedicate
Amen.
Them into thy hands.
Amen.
Prayer has been prayed for Brother Matt's blessing.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Father, Lord, now we've opened your word.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Won't you lead us? With
Hallelujah.
Bless your word to
Please,
us.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's be seated. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just take this thought from that scripture. In verse 25, man did eat angels' food. Let's just think about this thought of angels' food. Because it's quite a serious thing. Now, if you really think that God opened, it says, the doors of heaven in verse 25.
Amen.
It says in verse 24, he rained down manna upon them.
Hallelujah.
And had given them the corn of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you can imagine what it must have been.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. The whole of heaven, angels' food.
My.
Then you'd be like the prophet says, wouldn't you love to know what was contained inside of them?
Amen. Organic.
But one thing that you'd find with this angel's food.
Hallelujah.
Is that it wasn't found everywhere.
Yes, sir. Amen.
This food was only found where the prophet was found.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
That's the only place that you'd find. It was only
Hallelujah.
Found in the midst of the Exodus people.
Amen.
It only fell on the camp of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
So there was something specific about this. You'd only find this manna where the pillar of fire was.
Amen.
You know, there's something that's really associated with those things. So you'd find where there's the pillar of fire, where there's the Exodus people, where there's the Exodus prophet,
Hallelujah.
Where there's people in an Exodus, you'd find this food. You'd only find angels food where there was thus said the Lord.
Yes.
You know, no one else had it.
Amen.
I'm sure there were other sincere people. I'm sure there were other nations. The prophet speaks of Moab. They could make their altars and so forth. But they didn't have this.
Amen.
They didn't have this privilege that on a daily basis they were given angels.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there was something about this angels food. I remember speaking some time back about the manna that the manna was perfectly suited for the wilderness.
Amen.
Light bread.
Hallelujah.
You know, it wasn't heavy food. Heavy food wouldn't have been suitable for people that needed to march in the wilderness.
Amen.
You know, through the desert, through the terrain
Amen.
They had to go, carrying the burdens that they had to carry. But this food was perfectly suited for the journey.
Amen.
Each day, imagine. They didn't know what they were going to have to face up to.
My. Hallelujah.
Some days, maybe there was going to be warfare against
Amen.
The Israelites. Other days, there was going to be strife in the camp.
Amen.
Other days, people were going to murmur against Moses.
Amen.
Other days, they were going to have to be carrying the tabernacle and pitching it in a different place.
Amen.
Other days, it was a day of worship.
Amen.
No matter what the conditions were for that day.
Amen.
No matter what they had to face up to, God just
had one answer,
which was the angel's food.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't change their diet.
No.
He didn't give them anything else.
No.
All that they needed, no matter what circumstances that you face up to in the Exodus journey, was found in the angel's food.
Amen.
In that food they ate, that was a perfect provision for every step of the journey.
Amen.
They didn't need anything else. And that's a powerful thing to think
Amen.
About.
Amen.
That God can take something that the outside world would seem so foolish. Yeah? It's like the message. It's so foolish to the outside world. It's so simple to them. They look at it and they say, but now what really attracts the people in these things?
Amen.
But yet, inside of that mystery of that angel's food was everything which they needed.
Amen.
And it was so powerful. The Bible says that they shoes never were old. It
Amen.
Says that none of the plagues of Egypt, none of the diseases of Egypt troubled them.
Hallelujah.
It says even their raiment, their clothes never waxed old. There was something about it, friends.
Amen.
About that provision
Hallelujah.
That the Lord made for them. It was
yes.
perfect. And it's
Thank
only
you.
God
Amen.
Who knows how
Amen.
To sustain us with all of our different needs, all of our different circumstances. He knows how to sustain us day by day.
Amen.
Friends, in the message of the hour, you will find everything that you need to sustain you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
As long as you're willing to get up early in the morning
Amen.
And get your portion,
Amen.
You're going to find there's sufficient in that day
Hallelujah.
To face up to whatever the circumstances are there.
But if you fail to get your portion, it wasn't going to be easy that day to keep up in the march.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't going to be easy to keep up with the pillar of fire.
Yes, sir.
Because the pillar of fire was leading them somewhere.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important for us to realize the importance of this angel's wing. I know people sometimes ask me, they say, so many times you get around the topic of prayer and around the topic of getting in the Word. It's just following what the prophet said.
Amen.
How can you get closer to the Lord? How can you overcome? Simple. Read your Bible one, pray more.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and like the prophet speaks about Job on the ash heap, and he kept going on and on and on about Job on the ash heap. And that one sister said, please, brother, when are you going to get Job off the ash heap? And he said, I've got a purpose for it. As soon as the purpose has been fulfilled, we'll take Job off the ash heap. And friends, we can't stop speaking about these things until we see it made flesh in the lives of people. If you've got problems in your home, the answer is the angels.
Amen.
If you've got problems in your marriage, the answer is the angels.
Amen. Amen.
If you've got problems in your health, the answer was the angels.
Amen.
There was nothing else. God didn't give them any other medicine.
No.
God didn't give them anything else to prepare them for the trials of the journey, you know, for the disappointments, for the times when the journey was hard, sometimes the ground was uneven. All the things they went through, God just had one provision for them.
Amen.
That was the angel's food.
Amen.
That angel's food was sufficient to strengthen them in whatever it is that they had to go through.
Amen.
And that's a testimony to every believer as well. Mm-hmm. Go and try to eat something else. Go and listen to TV Jakes for a little bit.
Ah.
Friends, you're getting digestion. It just doesn't suit you.
It's quails.
That may suit other people, but it just doesn't suit you. It's never going to be sufficient for you to overcome the conditions of this day.
That's right.
For them to overcome the conditions of their day, God knew exactly what they needed in that day.
Amen.
And friends, it wasn't complicated. But what was inside of there was very powerful. No, there was a hidden mystery inside of that angel's food that if you just looked at it from the outward, you would have said, ah, like they looked at it and said, what is this? Mm-hmm. And the Lord allowed them to call it manna. But there was something so powerful, a mystery inside of that divine mystery, hidden in such a simplicity that you only understood when you ate it yourself.
That's right.
Until you ate it for yourself, you would never understand the mystery of this angel's food.
Amen.
But once a person partook of angel's food, if you are a real Exodus child of God, child of the covenant, you really saw that there was nothing else that you were going to eat.
That's right.
It
Amen.
Was the mixed multitude who wanted that. The leeks and the garlics, and let's go back to the cucumbers of Egypt and so forth.
Yes.
But did you ever find Joshua and Caleb watching those things?
No, no.
They knew he knows what we need.
Amen.
And what he provides for us on a daily basis, if we take advantage of that,
hallelujah,
it's going to be sufficient to take us
Amen.
Through whatever it is in the journey.
Amen.
If you think of the mystery of how Christ today, in the lives of all believers, you take believers, there's millions of believers now around the world. If you take all of those believers, it's a great mystery how the Lord can provide for your spiritual need on the
table. Amen.
Because your needs are so unique.
Amen.
The trials you're going through are so particular to yourself.
Amen.
Now what you're facing up to is a mystery. Nobody else really faces up to exactly what you're facing up to.
Amen.
But he knows how to minister exactly what
Hallelujah.
You need
Amen.
To sustain you through that trial so that you come out the other
side. Amen.
And that's why the church agent says to him that overcomes, will I give to each of the hidden manna.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And this is hidden manna.
Amen.
It's a manna that's available just to anybody.
No, no, no. Right. Amen.
But this is in a secret place. It's
Amen.
A secret place
Amen.
That you find this manna. And friends, that's what you need on a regular basis. And this angel's food, it was grace to them. It was given to them before the law. So this was a grace provision. There's nothing that Israel did. They didn't have to do any works for this. In fact, the manna fell while they were sleeping. What did you do to deserve the revelation of Jesus Christ? The message of the hour. What did you work? It was provided for you even before you got here.
Yes. Amen.
But that revelation Amen. That's in the Word, it's absolute grace
Hallelujah.
For you and I.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What it is. It's a total grace provision.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't
Amen.
Ask us to work one thing
no.
to store up that food for
no.
ourselves. We just have to gather on a daily basis. And as we gather on a daily basis, we find it supplies all the needs that
Amen.
We have. It just Amen. Ministers to the needs. It satisfies us when we need to be satisfied. But when you stop doing that, you soon start finding
Amen.
That this journey is not an easy one.
Yes. Amen.
That there's manifold temptations in this journey. There's many trials. You're going to see people that maybe used to fellowship with getting swallowed up by the world. Dathan and Abram and Korah, the earth opening up and swallowing them.
Amen.
You're going to see people that used to hold their golden censer of the priesthood being consumed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 250, remember?
Amen.
You're going to see things that you never expected to see in this message. You're going to see it because it was in the Exodus back there.
Amen.
It's going to be in the Exodus here. And friend, the provision that God gave them on a daily basis was the same.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Food.
Amen.
Angel's food was sufficient to meet every disappointment.
Amen.
It was sufficient to meet every challenge that came up. It was sufficient to strengthen them for every battle they needed.
Hallelujah.
To it was sufficient to keep them strong so they could serve the Lord, so they could
Amen.
Carry the tabernacle, so they would do whatever it is that the Lord called them to do.
Amen.
It was just a simple provision. But it was angels, it was corn from heaven. There was something inside of there that was a hidden mystery. It was mysterious what was inside of there. But once you partook of it,
Amen.
Friends, then you started to understand the greatness of it.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The prophet in the message, spiritual food in due season, he speaks about Elijah.
Amen.
You know how Elijah went, and this was a grace provision that God had for the widow with the meal. That there was a real mystery in that. That there was nothing that she had to do.
Yeah.
There was nothing that she had to work out on a daily basis.
No.
When she went day by day to the barrel of meal, there was sufficient meal in there to supply all of it.
Amen.
She
Amen.
Had to go day by day. And again, you find that meal, provision of meal, it wasn't everywhere.
Hallelujah.
That particular meal she was eating, the prophet says it was angel's food. That's what he called
Amen.
It.
Amen.
It was bread from heaven. It was the same, it had the same effect as that food that which they ate in the wilderness.
Amen.
But she never had to do anything for it. But it was only found when the prophet was found.
Amen.
It was
Amen.
Only found where there was the spoken word.
Amen.
It was only found where there was thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It was the end time. You only found it where the spirit of Elijah was.
Hallelujah.
You didn't find this special hidden provision that Jehovah had made in the other place.
Amen.
And it says in paragraph 37 of spiritual food and juicing, it says, now, but Elijah during this time, what time? It was time when the famine was coming in. There was a famine in the land, okay, a natural famine. Now he says, now it's a famine for the hearing of the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why the fair young virgins are going to the north, south, east, west, seeking to hear the word of God.
Amen.
And they're fainting and they're perishing.
Yes. Amen.
Because it's not him that wills or him that runs, but it's God who shows mercy.
Amen.
It's not your effort that you put in, yeah? It's
Amen.
Not by power, it's not by might,
Amen.
But it's by
Amen.
Using the
Amen.
Provision that
Amen.
God has given to
Amen.
Us. We've got to use that.
Amen.
So it says, during this time, Elijah had a secret place that God had ordained for him to go to. He says, that's the thing we want to see now. Elijah had a secret place provided by God himself. Now, the church never provided it for him. The king never provided it for him. He didn't provide himself. But God provided a secret place for Elijah
Hallelujah.
To be fed
Hallelujah.
All the time during the drought.
Amen.
Where his food was provided day by day.
Amen.
Amen.
So God is still in the business of day by day.
Amen.
As long as you're in that secret place, he'll provide everything that you need to sustain you day by day.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how bad the famine gets. Doesn't matter about the conditions out there. Friends, grace has given us something
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
And we should really appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't realize how great it is until the Lord takes it away from you for
yes.
a time.
Amen. Yes.
And sometimes we don't rub shoulders with the world enough. We
don't
go down
don't
and see what it's like in the denominations.
Yes.
Friends, we don't realize the goodness of what it is that God has done for us.
Amen.
We just take it for granted that He has done great things.
Amen.
He has done great things for us.
Amen.
You know, to to call us out in an exodus.
Mm. Yeah?
For the pillar of fire to come back like it did in the first exodus. For there to be a prophet given two signs like there was in the first exodus. For there to be an exodus move, for God to separate a people from a people. Now the bride from the church. That's grace. And to have the spoken word there, to have this hidden secret manna, this something which does something for you. That allows only the believer in this age to overcome the conditions of this age.
Yes. Amen.
This is the only thing which allows you to overcome in this kind of an age and the conditions of this age. Friends, it's God's grace to us.
Amen.
He's really granted us
grace. Amen.
The prophet says during the time that he was going to punish the unbeliever, he made a way for the believer. My. And he says, the same spoken word that Elijah spoke, which condemned that generation, brought judgment, the same spoken word provided for the widow woman. So the same message that was rejected and brought judgment is the same one that made the provision for
the woman.
It just depends on what side of the great Son of Man that you are.
Amen.
Now the prophet then gets on to speaking about Elijah in that time. And he says some very interesting things. And he gets on to speaking about this being hidden manna. You see, it's hidden from the world.
Right.
When Israel was eating this manna, the people in Egypt knew nothing about it. The people in Moab, the Amalekites, the Philistines, the Syrians, none of them knew anything about this. It's a hidden manna. There's something secret about it. And the prophet says, God can do great things, yeah? And he says, you know, no matter what God does, the people will never see it. Unless you are dangerous. And he says, you will say, that's impossible. He says, no, it isn't. Now, the principle he's going to show here is that unless God opens your eyes,
amen,
you will never even recognize Elijah in your day.
Amen.
And he takes it back to that time when Elijah came and then Elisha came with the spirit of Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you say that's impossible. Elijah, it actually was Elisha, but he says, Elijah one time was down at Dothan. We know the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Syrian army came up and surrounded the city to take him because they knew that's where the nation's power lay.
Amen.
One man told the king of Syria, and he said, go and get that guy. And Gehazi, the servant of the prophet, woke up. And he said, oh, my father, the armies is all around us. We're completely surrounded. He said, why? There's more with us than there is with them.
Amen.
That's right.
And Gehazi looked around and said, I don't see nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can look at Elijah, or you can look at Elisha, and not know the power,
Hallelujah.
Not know what accompanies Elijah or Elisha until God opens your eyes.
Amen.
God opens your eyes, you're just going to see, it's a bald head.
Yes.
You're never going to understand. Even Gehazi didn't realize what accompanied this man. Until Elisha had to pray and say, Lord, open up his eyes. And when his eyes were open, now he saw the hillsides were full of chariots of fire. Ah, friends, that's one principle that you're going to see. That's why to the believer, this message is so powerful.
Amen.
But to the unbeliever, it says, that man was making those things up. He colluded with those people in the prayer. Can you not see it has to be like that?
Amen.
But to you, it's so powerful.
Amen.
Amen.
You will just see something so spiritually powerful accompanying the prophet. But it means your eyes have been opened. And Jesus said, blessed are your eyes because they can see. Amen. And blessed are your ears because they can hear.
Amen. Amen.
And friends, sometimes we forget about that. That's a great blessing.
Amen.
You may not have all this world's good blessing yet. But friends, you've got a great blessing.
Hallelujah.
You've got a blessing above all blessings. If
Amen.
Your eyes can see, if your ears can hear. So that he then speaks about how Elisha came to the Assyrians. And the Bible says he smote them blind. And all those Syrians now, Elisha came to them and said, who are you looking for? Are you looking for Elisha? Let me take you to him. And that whole army walked with Elisha, who had the spirit of Elijah, and didn't recognize who that man was. Is that not an amazing thing?
Right.
That's a real type of this age.
Amen.
People didn't recognize or realize who that man was.
Mm. Amen.
They were like blinded to who he was.
Mm. Mm.
People walked to the prophet. Look at them like Jack Moore and them. They walked to the prophet. They never understood who he was. They never knew he was Elijah. They never realized he was Revelation 10, 7, the seventh age.
Yes.
They never realized all of these things. People, multitudes walked with him.
Amen.
But unless your eyes are open to recognize who he is, then Elisha brings them down now to Samaria. Then their eyes came open and they realized, this is Elisha.
Amen.
There's something really powerful about that principle. So when people don't see this message, friends, don't get angry with them. Feel pity for them.
Amen.
And give God the glory because he opened up your eyes.
Amen.
The prophet says, and the Bible says, he smote them blind. He says, that settles it. People are so spiritually blind today. Though God, the Lord God comes down in the midst of the people and does things. But they're spiritually blind.
Amen.
They don't recognize God. They don't know his great power.
Hallelujah.
That's really true.
Amen.
He says, they said the same thing about Elijah.
Yes.
When he was taken up and Elisha took his place, the young man was bald-headed. And those children said, oh, bald head, why don't you go up with Elijah? You see, they didn't even believe it from the beginning. So all those things that Elijah did right in the midst of the people, those people never even believed what Elijah did. They told their children, what did they tell their children? Those stories aren't true. Those things are false. They say he went up in a chariot of fire. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
And they influenced their children like that.
My.
And that cost the children their souls. Cost them their lives because of that influence. But the prophet showing how very, very easy it is. Because this is hidden manna. This is not something that's just so open. You will think, but with such a ministry like that, everybody should believe.
Amen.
It doesn't work like that. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Elijah himself. And greater than Elijah was there.
Amen.
And look at all that he did, and they still didn't recognize who he was.
Amen.
They still didn't believe. He was the manna that came down from heaven, but it was hidden from the people. He was doing the works. He was breaking the word. All the different things that he was doing. But there was just a handful of people.
Amen.
Who really recognized who he was. And he said to them, this is unto you it's given.
Amen.
To know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them it's not given. That's a hard thing for people to swallow. Friends.
Amen.
But friends, that's God's grace.
Amen.
And I don't think it'll ever make anybody puffed up. That'll make a person humble.
Yes. Amen.
Because God's that's grace to you. And grace makes a person humble.
Amen.
Revelation builds up. Knowledge puffs up. If you catch that by the way of knowledge, it'll make you proud.
Amen.
But if you catch that by the way of revelation, it's going to make you real thankful.
Amen.
You say, Lord, who am I? Why did you grant me this grace?
Amen.
Why do you continually unveil these things to me on a daily basis? Why is whenever I get myself quiet before you, you come and feed my soul?
Amen.
You come and renew my strength? You come and minister to my needs on a daily basis?
Amen.
Friends, it's the grace of God.
Thank you, Lord.
You only find it amongst the Exodus people.
Amen.
The prophet says, and the people still today, they don't believe. It's hidden, this manner. He then goes on to say, but those who believe God's hour that we're living in,
amen,
these things are hidden.
Amen.
Just think, God is so hidden that they look right at it and don't see it.
Amen.
The same way that Elijah blinded the Syrian army, the same way God blinds the unbeliever from the true, genuine food of the child and of the
believer. Amen.
Oh, friends. That's why the people don't like the Bible. If you know it, it depends on which side you're on. To the believer, you find that principle of election and predestination is so powerful.
Amen.
But it so offends people.
Yes.
Because they say God has favoritism. God has no favoritism. God has grace.
Amen.
God has different peoples that he's dealing with. He deals with his children in a certain way, and he grants grace to the rest of the people another way. But he still grants grace. I listened to a message the other day by Johnny Regner's preacher. It was a good message. And he was showing that, reading quotes where the prophet was saying about the three angels, that came to Abraham. He says that angel that came and stayed with Abraham, yeah, that was Jehovah himself. He never went down to Sodom.
That's right.
But
amen.
God sent two angels to Sodom.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet says it over and over again. They had their messengers.
Amen.
So God had grace.
Yes.
He sent them anointed messengers anyhow.
Amen.
William Graham was anointed, friends. All right, was anointed. They weren't unanointed people. And that was God's grace to the people.
Amen.
God sends them messengers. Messengers. But they're not the elect.
Hallelujah.
So it's a different type of messenger which has been sent to them.
Amen.
You see, but there was one who stayed with Abraham.
Mm.
And he never went down to Sodom.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham stayed by himself. And that's what I was saying to the brothers outside. He says in that message, he says, we will help anybody. Mm-hmm. If somebody invites us to the Baptist church to preach, we'll go and preach. But we'll never invite them to come and preach.
Hallelujah.
If they invite us, like the ones we went to the Catholic Church for that memorial service, we'll go to preach, but we'll never invite them to come and preach here. Because Abraham stayed by himself. But God sent grace down there to help them there. Right? But you don't get them to come up here. That's
Amen.
Not the way that it works. Now, it sounds like a favoritism, and it is maybe it's a divine revealed favoritism that God has for his people.
Amen.
And we appreciate that favoritism.
Amen.
So he's speaking now about Elijah.
Amen.
How it was a time when judgment was setting in. Judgment had set in. There was famine in the land in the days of Elijah. When he was sent to that widow woman of Zarephath. And that's a very powerful scripture. Look in Luke chapter 4. When Jesus goes to the synagogue. Look how specific the scripture is. Luke chapter 4. In verse 24. And he said, verily I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
Hallelujah.
But I tell you of a truth. We're speaking of hidden manna. I tell you of a truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias. When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. When great famine was throughout all the land.
Yes.
But unto none of them was Elijah sent.
Amen.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
Elijah is saying very specifically to very specific people.
Amen.
And to the rest of the people, they're going to be blinded to who Elijah is. They don't even understand.
Amen.
And no matter how much you try to tell them, no matter how much you try to persuade them, friends, and the internet has just made it far easier for people to be made blind.
Yes.
That's right.
That's
right.
What it is.
That's right.
The prophet actually says those two angels that went to Sodom blinded the people to the door.
Yes.
Amen.
But, and Christ is the door.
Amen.
He has to open the way. And those two angels went and blinded them and they couldn't find the door.
My man.
That's an amazing thing to talk about. But friends, when you weren't even looking, you drew me into
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I should you in.
Amen.
And he actually, I stand at the door and I knock.
Yes,
amen.
It's the grace of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
So it says, unto none of them was Elijah sent.
Yes.
Save unto Sarepta,
my.
The city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow.
Wow. Amen.
It's very targeted, the message of the hour.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how in saints, when we get out there to evangelize, we understand that principle.
Amen.
We're not expecting 10,000 people to respond. You know what? It's very targeted. To the rest of the people, it's just, man, they don't understand. But there's certain people that are ordained unto it.
Amen.
There's certain people whose eyes will be opened.
Amen. You know,
there's certain people who will see.
Amen.
As it was in the days of Jesus.
That's right.
And you'll find, like when those two spies went into Jericho, those two spies, they didn't know it, but they were sent very specifically. Their footsteps were led of the Lord. They were sent for Rahab and her family. That's what it was. They weren't sent to go and stand in the street and preach to the whole of Jericho. They just went, followed the leadership of the Lord into that city, and the Lord led them to exactly the place they were supposed to go.
Amen.
Oh, friends, when the prophet preaches end-time evangelism, that's real end-time evangelism.
Amen.
Amen.
It's specific and it's targeted. You see, it's for specific purpose. Like Elijah, he came by vision. He came down off the mountain. He had seen this vision. of a woman gathering sticks in her garden. And he came walking past all the houses, and then he saw that widow woman in the garden picking up the sticks. Then he knew, this is the place that I'm sent to.
Amen.
And wherever Elijah is, you don't have to worry about vermin.
Amen.
Amen.
It's like wherever Joseph was, you didn't have to worry about the vermin.
Amen.
When there was famine destroying all the nations, if you just had a good relationship with Zaphnath-Paneah.
Yes. Amen.
Joseph, the revealer of secrets, yeah?
Mm.
If you were just in right standing with him, you didn't have to worry about the famine.
Amen.
Because grace had provided garners full of corn in Egypt for the Exodus people, for
Amen.
The covenant people of God. And Joseph said, God sent me here.
Amen.
To save life.
Amen.
Our friends, and in the midst of famine, there was Jacob and his sons, Jacob and his family, living in Goshen. The fatness of the land. What did they do to deserve that? Did they work anything for that?
My.
For them to live in the fatness of the land. They didn't have to go and glean in the fields for their food.
Nope.
They didn't have to go and plant for themselves. They knew Zaphnath-Paneah.
Amen.
And Zaphnath-Paneah, because of his relationship with Joseph and his brethren, he provided all of their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, friends, that's the day that we're living in.
Amen.
Like we all have said, it might sound funny, but the problem with the message is there's too many things to preach about.
Amen.
You never have enough time to say it all.
Yes.
It's not that there's a famine that you're trying to say, but hey, no, we don't have anything to say. Friends, there's so much.
Amen.
The Bible actually says, there's a scripture that says, when God blesses the land, he says, the sowers will catch up with the reapers.
Mm.
So the people haven't even finished reaping the other ones, and the guys have come and say, hurry up, we need to sow some more.
Imagine
the blessing on a land like that.
Amen.
You haven't even yet finished reaping this message, and now there's another message here as well, and it's so this one as well.
Amen.
Our friends, it's the grace of God.
Amen.
But it's hidden manna. Elijah was specifically sent to a widow woman. When she ate of that meal barrel and the cruse of oil, it was in secret. It wasn't in public. Nobody else knew what was taking place. Can you see how the message is always going to be in the end times? When Elijah, the spirit of Elijah is there, there's going to be this angel's food there. But it's going to be hidden manna. It's always going to be like it. And that's what the prophet's saying. And that's why Elijah was sent specifically to one widow woman. One widow woman.
Amen.
God is very particular. When Samuel was sent to Bethlehem, he didn't go to anoint all of the sons of Jesse. They were all the sons of Jesse. They were all part of the children of Israel. They all had their portion. But there was one that he was sent to anoint for the throne, and that was David. And that was God's divine choice. And Samuel came by vision. And he saw all those different sons, and he said, at first, well, yeah, I don't think he'd seen David by vision, but he was sent by the command of the Lord. Because when he saw the first one, Eliab, he says, oh, surely the Lord's anointed him. Mm-hmm. And they said, don't look at the outward appearance of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they brought little ruddy David before them, then the Lord said, this is my choice, because I don't know this man knows. I look upon the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Samuel now anointed him for the throne from the midst of his brethren. Friends, the anointing, when the prophet is sent, when God sends a prophet, it's very specific who is sending it to.
Amen.
He's coming to anoint a specific vessel for a specific purpose.
Amen.
And that was to bring that man, to give him all that he needed, David, that young boy, he gave him all that he needed to make it through his wilderness journey and bring him to the throne.
Amen.
And that's the same as when God calls an exodus.
Mm.
And God anoints his people and he seals them away and he gives you the message of the hour. He's giving you everything that you need to overcome, like the manna was on a daily basis, right up to the end of the journey.
Amen.
And then when you start getting into inheritance, it became the old corn of the land.
Amen.
Now they started to eat the old corn of the land. There's something about this, friends. Now, when God sends an angel, a messenger, the food that he sends, that angel's food, you can easily underestimate it. But it's corn from heaven. God says, I open the doors of heaven and I rain corn from heaven upon the people.
Amen.
And so many of them perished in the wilderness because they didn't recognize who this man Moses really was.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't recognize what this manna really was.
Amen.
They never took advantage of what was available to them, the resources of that age. Friends, let's not be found like
that. Amen.
Now I say these things over and over and over again, but there's still so many people who don't listen to the message.
Amen.
They don't. They never listen to the message anymore. There's people that come to message churches week after week, but they'll never take a message book and sit down prayerfully and study it. Is that not true? There's people who their Bibles, friends, get cobwebs. Yeah. Between services.
Amen.
You come next Sunday and you brush away the spider webs because you left it on the shelf. Friends, it shouldn't be like that.
Amen.
There's too many trials. There's too many circumstances you and I don't understand. There's too much capacity to be discouraged. There's too much capacity to lose strength. There's too many things going to take place that you can lose the vision. But God had one provision in Exodus, which was the manna.
Amen.
And as long as you ate that manna, it gave you strength for the journey.
Amen.
Once you eat the manna, you feel like traveling on.
Amen.
You can now sing that song, I feel like traveling on.
Amen.
I feel like traveling on.
Amen.
It's an important principle, friends. You've got to eat the manna. It was daily manna.
Amen.
Jesus says, when you pray, say, give us each day our daily bread.
Amen.
That's natural, yes, your natural provisions, but more importantly, to feed your soul.
Amen.
Because you're only as strong as the word that's in you.
Amen.
And friends, just feeding on the word coming to church is never going to do that.
Yes.
Amen.
Never. You only receive maybe 10% of what's being preached. That's what they say even in the world. When you hear someone, you only retain 10%. It's when you go home. It's your own personal study. It's your own personal waiting upon the Lord that you start to really glean the virtue and the benefit from those things. And the things start to sink and soak down until they start having an effect in your attitude, an effect in the way you look at things, an effect in the way you handle things.
Amen.
It's like the Jews say, you don't really know anything until it affects the way you live.
Amen.
That's head knowledge, people.
Yes.
No, we can gather all this head knowledge, and it's not helping us to overcome in our homes. It's not helping us to overcome at college. It's not helping us to overcome the challenges in our lives. Oh, friends, you don't want to do that for too long.
Amen.
Because there's a wicked enemy that you're fighting against, and he's an opportunist, and he's always seeking for a better occasion. He's always seeking for that season when you're down and you're low under the juniper tree. And he's going to try his hardest to come there.
Amen.
No matter how powerful your experiences were before, friends, yesterday's manna is gone. The virtue of yesterday's manna was run out yesterday. For today's challenges, for today's walk with Him, you're going to need manna today. That was the principle of the scripture.
Yes, hallelujah.
You needed this angel's food every single day. So the prophet says it in spiritual food in due season, paragraph 126, we notice here in here, if the word is in us and has come to us as it did to Elijah in that day, it'll do the same thing that he did.
Amen.
He would feed on the secret things of God, which are hidden from the world. So when Elijah was there in Brook Cherry, God was feeding him day by day. I don't know exactly what was in that meat that the ravens were bringing, but it was sufficient for the circumstances that he was in. And when the brook ran dry, it was time for him to move to the next location. He goes down to the widow's house, and God feeds him in secret. God opens up a secret treasure house on a daily basis. And every day when that widow woman went to that cruse of oil, there was oil again.
Amen.
Then she'd put it down. It was empty. Put it the next day. There was oil again. Oh, friends, that was something in that secret place. And the prophet says, and each one of you can have this food if you wish it.
Amen.
If you're willing to steal away from the unbelief of this hour.
Hallelujah.
If you're ready to come into Christ, come into His promise. And remember His promises. Malachi 4. Luke 17:13. John 14:12. Many scriptures. Joel 2:28. He says, how the prophet said it would be light in the last days. All the scriptures pointing to this last days. And that is Christ. If you can hide away in that now, in that secret place, you can eat and see the goodness and the mercy of God.
Amen.
And if you seek this healing, that's all that we need. We don't need to go on some marriage seminar with James Dobson or some pep talk with T.D. Jakes. We don't need those things.
Amen.
Those people are sent to Solomon.
Yes.
Amen.
They anointed, they sent, they have a message to Solomon. It's not for us.
Amen.
To us, Elijah was
sent.
That's all that we're going to need for this journey, friends.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that manna was powerful as long as you kept it pure. You didn't mix that manna with anything else.
Amen.
The moment you mix that manna with anything else, it's going to lose its effect.
Amen.
You just took that manna the way that it was, that angel's food. It was sufficient to meet the challenge. The prophet says, you remember, Elijah, later on, after that meal offering that he had, Christ, and listen how he types it. He says, God shuts him in for a season with the widow woman in Zarephath. And he's eating out the meal offering. He's eating of that angel's food. It's doing something to him.
Amen.
He doesn't realize when God has shut him away for a season there, under that anointing of the spoken word, feeding on that spoken word diet that he was eating. Yeah? And thus said the Lord, the cruse of oil will not go dry, the marrow barrel of meal. That was thus said the Lord, food that we eat.
Amen.
But it was doing something for him. The prophet says, later on, after that meal offering that he had, Christ, which sustained the widow's, he sustained the widow's house with it.
Amen.
Later on, he called fire out from
him. Amen.
So that secret place he was in, feeding on a daily basis, that prepared him for Mount Carmel. It prepared him for the showdown.
Amen.
And that's what it's like, friends. Many times God wants to hide you away for a season because there's something specific that he wants you to do.
Amen.
Sometimes you might wonder what's going on. You're just feeding your soul. You're just feeding your soul.
Amen.
God is near. And you're just rejoicing in his presence. But why is God so real to me at this time? Don't worry, my friend. There's always a purpose in what he's doing inside of your life.
Amen.
And you'll find just down the way you're going to need that strength that you got from that meal of it.
Amen.
And Elijah goes up now and he calls fire from heaven, challenges the king, challenges the prophets of God. Where did he get that strength from? From that secret place.
Hallelujah.
From hiding himself away and eating of that hidden manna in his age. That provision that God had made for him. Now, it doesn't finish at Mount Carmel. And friends, that's how it is in your own experience and mine as well. You're going to have these glorious experiences, yeah? But soon after Mount Carmel, watch out.
That's right.
There's going to have times when the vision is so clear, when it's so powerful, when God is going to really, really be so real and manifest so real, but always after there's a juniper tree.
Amen.
And Elijah now, he uses all of that strength. Yeah, which is stored up now in the hidden place there in Zarephath. And he comes out and God manifests in such a mighty way. Turns the hearts of 7,000 back to Jehovah once again. Runs ahead of the chariot of Ahab to Samaria. And then the strength runs out. Because yesterday's man is not enough, friends.
Amen.
The experiences you had last month were wonderful. The revelation you got last month was wonderful.
That's right.
But the challenges this month are different than the challenges last month.
Yes. Amen.
The revelation you need now to face up to your current situation is different than the revelation you did last month.
Amen.
And you find that in preaching, there's times you'll just get in the presence of God and in 30 minutes he'll give you enough to preach for 2 weeks.
Amen.
And then you get lazy. And then after 2 weeks, it runs out. And then you start saying, but hey, we need to get back to the meal barrel here again.
Amen.
It's the principle of this life.
Amen.
We need him on a daily basis.
Hallelujah.
We need fresh supplies. We need to be getting ourselves into that secret place to get that angel's food, that sustenance that we need to meet the challenges of that day on the Exodus journey. Because we're still in a wilderness.
Amen.
And what did Elijah do? He went into the wilderness. After his great Mount Carmel experience, calling fire from heaven, getting down on his knees, praying, bringing rain, breaking the curse, the rain comes down. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain.
Amen.
Now the virtue is gone. And now he goes and he runs out away from Jezebel. Imagine the capacity of this man. God fitted this man. God anointed this man. God trained this man to face up to Jezebel in his day. He was more than a match for Jezebel. And then the strength runs out and he's running from Jezebel.
Why?
And then the Lord has to go and look for him and says, "Where are you, Elijah?" And Elijah's under the juniper tree. The prophet says, notice, in the wilderness. And he's speaking about spiritual food in Judaism. When he was laying down there under the juniper tree, an angel came down with that same kind of meal. We don't need to be a new friend.
Amen.
That same meal he ate in the widow's house. That was angel's food. That didn't come from her going and getting some corn, getting some wheat and grinding it. That was provided each day by the spoken word.
Amen.
It was angel's food.
Amen.
So now the angel comes down and here he is tired and worn out, discouraged. I'm no better than my fathers. Better take my life. We all get to that kind of time now.
Yes.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired now.
Mm.
Then you know what a life says? I sometimes get like it. Like I was thinking on Monday, I was so tired. And I said, when Brother Max comes back, I'm going to take 2 weeks off. Then you'd get 1 hour in the presence of God. And those
Amen.
And you say, this is amazing. You feel like traveling on. Why? It's the power that's in this man of bread.
Amen.
It's the power that's in spiritual food in due season.
Amen.
It does something to you.
Amen.
It quickens you. It energizes you. It renews your youth. But friends, what good is it going to do if you keep it in the barrel?
Yeah.
And you're not going each day and pouring your portion for the day and getting the oil of the Spirit through prayer. And seeking the face of God and saying, "Lord, I have challenges in my life. What am I going to do here? What am I going to say there?" And you mix the oil together. You take the two sticks, the cross.
Amen.
And you lay yourself upon the altar. Not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
And then you prepare that meal and you eat it. Our friend.
Amen.
He'll do something for you.
Amen.
He'll do something for you, my friend. He says, notice in the wilderness when he was laying down there under the juniper tree. An angel came down with that same kind of meal and baked some cakes and fed him. And a little later on, he put him to sleep again. I wrote this in the margin here and said, that is God's provided way when you lose the vision.
Yes.
There's two things you need. You need to feed on the word and you need to rest.
Amen.
Sometimes we just get too tired.
Yes.
We're just too tired. Sometimes it's just our natural strength has run out. Not so much our spiritual strength.
Right.
But sometimes with your natural strength, you push it too far, your spiritual strength suffers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all Elijah needed, didn't need some great mystery. The angel put him to sleep. Yeah, let him rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then woke him up, gave him the cakes. Eat, and he drank the water, put him back to sleep again.
Mm-hmm.
And then may he wake up, eat the cakes again. And pray, that man now renewed his strength.
Amen.
From there he went all the way to Mount Sinai, to Horeb, He went all the way. He says a little later on he put him to sleep again and woke him up. And he had some more meal cakes baked there for him. And he went in the strength of those cakes for 40 days. One genuine revelation to your soul.
Hallelujah.
It will keep you.
Yes.
It will keep you.
Amen.
One of the greatest things of counsel ever received from back home from our pastor was we were so busy because we started our own company. And he told me one day, I went and I told him, "Pastor, I'm so tired." He said, "Brother, you're single." He says, "You're free on a Saturday." He says, "Dedicate the whole day Saturday to the Lord."
Amen.
And the brothers know that. I think for more than 10 years we did that back.
Amen.
But George knows. Every Saturday sunrise, Get in the car, go and pick the brothers up. Brother David, Brother George. They knew when the sun was coming, it was time I was going to be there.
Please do come.
Get in the car, drive out to the woods. We had our place, Cool Marine Farm.
Amen.
The owner of the farm, he allowed us to stay there, to go and pray there for the day. We park our car in the woods. And it had a very nice fire break of eucalyptus trees, gum trees, going down towards the Guru River.
Amen.
And there was grasslands. Oh, friends, that was a nice place.
Amen.
And we used to go, and then one brother would go there, one brother would go there, one brother would cross the stream, go to the trees across there, and you'd take your manna.
Hallelujah.
You would have been to the library, the voice of God library the day before. And you would have taken 3-4 messages. We had our Walkmans in those days.
Yes,
the 80s
sir.
And 90s.
Amen.
You needed batteries. We used to have rechargeable batteries.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
You charge them up to make sure you have enough batteries to keep.
Yes, sir.
Put them in a bag, take your Bible, take your notes from church.
Amen.
And off you would go.
Amen.
Sunrise. The time to meet back at the car was sunset. The brothers knew. Once the sun hit the horizon, you know, in Africa, the sun sets nice and orange. Once it got orange like that, brothers, let's meet at the car.
Amen.
And in the strength of that, he told me that. He said, brother, in the strength of that one day like that, it'll keep you through the whole week.
Amen.
Though you might not have sufficient time on certain days in the week to really pray the way you want to pray.
Amen.
To really feed your soul.
Hallelujah.
You want to feed your soul. But if you set aside that time, now you have to find something in your lifestyle that suits you.
Hallelujah.
Every one of us have different lifestyles now. So you need to find something that suits your lifestyle.
Amen.
Maybe you need to get up early in the morning before the children wake up. Maybe
Amen.
You need to wait until the children go to bed. Maybe you need to pray. And, you know, if you're at college, you've got certain times you can do it at school, whatever that you are. But friends, you've got to find a system
Amen.
Where you spend sufficient time in that hidden place.
Amen.
Partaking of that angel's fruit.
Amen.
Otherwise,
Amen.
This journey... it soon gets too long for you.
Amen. Amen.
Remember the angel woke him up and said, Elijah, rise and eat because the journey is long.
Amen.
And you start feeling it after a while. Friends, this journey can be long.
Hallelujah.
But once you partake of that
yes, sir.
Special
Hallelujah.
Hidden something that comes from above.
Nutrients.
And Jesus says, I am the manna that comes from above.
Hallelujah.
Taking of the Son of Man himself. Oh, friends, you don't think about the journey being long anymore.
Amen.
That's the secret. That's how they made it through the Exodus journey. He says, as we close, he says, he went in the strength of those cakes for 40 days. He says, glory to God.
Wow, wow.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's not saying just then. He's saying now you can do the same.
Amen.
Because then it was natural food. Now it's he himself. That we can feed upon. Unveiled through the message of the hour. He says, now he's going to show, just to finish off, how this food isn't for everyone. It wasn't for everyone in the first Exodus. It was just for Israel. Where there was the purifier, where there was the prophet, where there was God's provided place of worship, where he chose to place his name, where there was thus said the Lord, where there was the predestined Exodus people. That's the only place you found the manna in the first Exodus.
Hallelujah.
In the second Exodus, was the same. Where there was the pillar of fire, comes down in Jordan. The pillar of fire comes to Paul. That was the second Exodus. Yeah. Where there was, thus saith the Lord. Where there was a greater than Moses, Jesus himself. Where they were the called out. The Exodus people, the disciples. That's where you found the manna. Jesus says, I am the manna.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I am the true bread from heaven.
Amen.
What your fathers ate of, many of them perished. But anybody who partakes of this manna will
Amen.
Never die.
Amen.
But it was hidden. Because I'll finish off with that quote just now, and what the prophet says of how rich. The spiritual food is.
Amen.
It's far too rich for us. But let me just, let's on to that one here, on this quote. But when Jesus now started to really pour out of the meal barrel, the fullness of the revelation to the people, what did the people say? this is a hard saying. Who can bear it? And they all know who were them.
Hallelujah.
It gave them indigestion because it wasn't for them.
Yes.
But let me tell you one thing, friends. No son or daughter of God will ever get indigestion from this message.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
You'll never get indigestion from the message of that.
Amen.
The first little booklet that I was ever given by the brother testified to me was Serpent Seed.
Hallelujah.
I thought it was so powerful. I've given it to people since then. It's made them so offended with me. Then he said, this is hidden manna.
Yeah.
Amen.
So for everybody this. Not saying those people aren't Christians. Not saying they don't have their portion. But friends, not everybody's going to accept this manna. They didn't do it when Jesus was there either.
And look how he finished his off.
Let's read Mark 7, 27. This is the scripture that he uses.
Hallelujah.
The prophet could say some hard things, but he said it in the spirit, so it was so sweet. Mark 7, verse 27. This is the Syrophoenician woman coming to Jesus now, wanting healing for her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. It wasn't for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's the children's bread.
Hallelujah.
But she had a revelation of the grace of God. God is so gracious.
Amen.
Yes, but the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Amen.
And she received it. But why did he say that to her? The prophet's going to explain it in paragraph 130. He says now, 129, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. Didn't Jesus say the same thing to the Syrophoenician woman? He was sent to his own.
Amen.
Elijah was sent to the widow. Jesus was sent to his own. That's right. And that's who he came to. He never went to the Gentiles. At that time, he was only sent the Son of Man. Yeah. The manna himself made flesh was only sent to the Jews and the Samaritans.
Amen.
It wasn't for the Gentiles yet. It wasn't the dispensation of the Gentiles. He says, and now today he visits the Gentiles.
Amen.
Now that's why there's a revelation of the Son of Man. He visits the Gentiles in their time. And it's not meat. He's going to go and say it again. To give the children's bread to the dogs. It's the same thing. You'll say, why is it the message doesn't go out in these great big places? These big crusades like among the denominations. That's what he's answering. It's not their food. It's not the church so-called food. It's bride food.
Amen.
And only the bride is going to receive it, friend.
Hallelujah.
Only the bride can swallow this.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And it's wonderful to them.
Amen.
Though sometimes it's bitter in the belly.
Amen.
Sweet in the mouth and bitter in the belly.
Yes,
but it does you good.
Amen.
It's the bride food. It's spiritual food in its season. It will make them sick at the stomach. It's too rich for them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's too rich, and that's the truth.
Amen.
You try to sit down with somebody and say, look, let me show you, my friend, from the Bible, that Eve, she actually didn't eat an apple. Yeah. Brother Wilma got a call from Castle Redden, yeah? From the guy there. They're nice people there. Yes, but that woman doesn't go back. Because of the way she backed up.
Amen.
And because of the message we believe.
Amen. Amen. Persecuted for what we believe.
It's not for them.
Amen.
It's too rich for them. It's given them indigestion. Oh, my friends, to us, it's the most glorious thing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And we rejoice in it day by day.
Amen.
And we can't get enough of it.
Right.
We just wish we had more time to get deeper.
Amen.
Amen.
Can't you see predestination, friends? It doesn't mean they don't have the portion. I'm not saying anything about the people. They don't understand. They're blind. Just as much as they were blind to Elijah, blind to Elisha. They didn't see, unless your eyes are open, you're never going to realize who this man that God has sent in this day is. You're never going to realize that. It's there in all the shadows and the types. And the prophet says, you can't beat your type.
Amen.
Go back and see how it was then. It'll be exactly the same. There's nothing new under the sun. That's what the Bible says. He says it's too rich for them. See?
Amen.
You can't do it. But for the children, it's bread. It's life. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
Then he needs to finish off. So he says, we're going to get too late if we don't start the prayer line up. Let's bow our heads. And he prays, dear God, food in due season.
Amen.
Spiritual food. Something the world knows nothing on. How we share our Lord say that night down in Samaria, the same place that Elisha walked up and said, the Jew will not call fall till I call for it. Here stood Jesus telling his disciples, Master, why don't you eat? I have food to eat that you know.
Amen.
Truly, Lord, his food was to do the will of God.
Hallelujah.
To see the works of God made manifest in his hour. He was there to see that it was done. I do nothing except my Father shows me first. What the Father shows me, I do. And Father, so is it today.
Amen.
The church, the true believer, the body of believers, has access to food.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual food the nominals know nothing about. The world knows nothing of this food. But your church, your people, the bride of your son loves it.
Amen. Amen.
We have access to healing of our bodies when the doctors fail. We have access to this. It's one of the foods of God.
Amen.
That he gave to his church and promised it in the last days to his believing children. Father, help us to be believing children, for all these things are possible to
you. Amen.
Granted, God.
Amen.
We ask him, Jesus.
Amen.
Let's stand. Spiritual food in this.
Amen.
I just wanted to stir up your appetite once again this evening.
Amen.
Friends, there's a storehouse there. The prophet has shown the vision of the storehouse and the storing of the radishes and the cabbages and all those things. Oh, let's take advantage of it.
Amen.
Let's take advantage of this hidden manna, this angel's food that he's given us in our age. Let's appreciate the Lord for this time.
Multitude and the
He's granted you a second chance 100 times. He's lifted you up when you couldn't go on anymore. He's encouraged you. He's strengthened you. He's used you. He's revealed His word to you. He's unveiled things to you that you'll never be able to explain sometimes.
Amen.
Let's appreciate it. Let's come before Him and pray and say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And let's pray for them lunch here, that the Lord may stir up the hearts of them that are able to be here. So next week, by the grace of God, there may be more people gathering in His house. Let's come before Him.
Father, we just want to thank Thee, Father, for Your kindness, goodness, Lord Savior Jesus. Father, for providing, Lord Savior, this table spread. Oh God, we have come as Your Lord children, and we fed this night. Lord, what Lord Savior, assumptions we have, Father, this keep us, Lord, and those that, Lord Savior, have missed out on their portion for this day. Give grace, Lord Savior, God, that they would be there upon the next, Lord Savior, Wednesday, service, and Friday as well, and they would receive, Lord, their portion, their own. Jehovah. Let Lord Savior is a lottery for them, Lord Savior. Guide us, Lord Savior. Keep us, O God. We are the Lord. Help us, Lord. And stay up.
Sing one song. We ask Brother Mike to come close to us after the song. Let's sing that song. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and clear. I feel like traveling on. And God bless you. Saints, Friday we know is the day of consecration. We come in special prayer Friday evening. Saturday we want to have a day of evangelism. Try to contact the brothers tomorrow just to find out what's the best plan. We'll put it on the WhatsApp. Please, let's keep those things in prayer. May the Lord grant you traveling mercies as we travel in this world. Lord, bless his family, Lord Father. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord Father, bless the children, Lord. Amen. Each and every
Rabbi, tonight, Lord Father, each and every sister, Lord Father, I commit them into your hands,
yes,
Lord God. Oh, Lord Father, our flesh, Lord Father, we do know, Lord, we seek so many things, Lord Father.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Father, but Lord, tonight, Lord Father, what we're looking for, Lord, it's only, Lord Father, to come near you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Father, glorify your name.
Yes.
Oh, bless our brother, Brother Maxwell, please, Lord Father, help you, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, till Lord Father, today, that Lord, we shall meet him again, Lord.
Amen.
Bless each and every family tonight, Lord.
Yes,
Father, for those that believe in him, make it tonight, Lord Father.
Yes.
I commit them into your hands.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Father, that those that are not feeling well, we do know, Lord Father, that we go to the doctors, Lord Father. They tell us each and everything, Lord Father. Everything, Lord Father, we do know, Lord Father, that, Lord, you're the one who takes control of anything.
Yes.
We ask your healing to each and everyone who are not feeling well tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We bless you, we glorify you tonight, that, Lord, as we leave tonight, Lord Father, you be with each and everyone.
Yes.
You look after each and everyone, Lord Father.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Father, you be on the Lord. Oh,
yes.
Father, that Lord, you gave us troubling messages and bring us back home safe, Lord. Bless us tonight, Lord Father, as we commit ourselves into you, Lord. We bless you and glorify you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let's sing that song as we dismiss. There's a land that is spirit in name, and by faith we can see in the Bible.